A lot was at stake in India's recent presidential elections. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll tell you what's going on behind India's political scene today and what it has to do with the body of Christ there. And then stay tuned to find out how a married couple of doctors turned missionaries got their start. But first, India's presidential election Tuesday was more than just a political contest. It was a battle for human rights. Yesterday, Ramnath Kovind of the Hindu Nationalist Party was named India's next president. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes explains what this means for religious minorities.
Having both a president and a prime minister backing this agenda, pushing laws, encouraging those who might even have extreme views, like the BJP party in general, where they act out violently against Christians, some of these extremists and Muslims. All of this can just be strengthened and happen more frequently, and more violence attacks can happen more frequently than we've already seen.
President Kovind and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's radical Hindu beliefs have created an environment of fear among India's Christians and Muslims. On average, more than 15 Christians in India were attacked every week last year. Fuentes says now more than ever, they need your prayer.
I think it's vital that we pray for wisdom, first of all, as they're navigating these new laws, as they're navigating their interactions with a population that's becoming more and more hardline Hindu. Not everyone by any means is an extremist, but these fundamentalists really are running the party and running the country.
Next, a young Saudi Arabian man who was accepted to be a student at Western Michigan University is now facing beheading in Saudi Arabia. Mujtaba al-Suiket was arrested back in 2012 at the airport on his way to the United States for his education. At the time, he was charged with participation in the recent riots, but his execution sentence was given recently and once again drew international attention. 13 other minority Shiites are facing the same fate as well. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners and author of Standing in the Fire says,
"For many people, it's shocking, but it is not surprising. I think the reason it's getting news coverage, of course, is that this was a potential student in America, so it certainly splashes on the headlines. But this is business as usual in Saudi Arabia."
Execution is also a normal threat to Christians in Saudi Arabia, but one that doesn't get as much attention.
I would just encourage the listeners of Mission Network News, when you see a story that Saudi Arabia or Iran, North Korea, just remember, there are brothers and sisters in Christ living there. And they're in some of the most dangerous places in the world, and we need to pray for them. Please pray for them. So use the news as a spiritual experience to really prompt us to pray for the body of Christ.
And being content is a virtue, but not when we're living a life that's less than what God has planned for us. And that's the theme of this final story. Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission says after she and her husband completed their education as doctors, they settled into a rather comfortable life.
We started our family, started private practices, were settled in Knoxville, Tennessee, members of a wonderful community and a wonderful church. And God kind of changed our trajectory in a major way.
But they started to feel uncomfortable with their comfortable life as the Holy Spirit posed them with this question.
How were we really using our gifts, abilities, blessings for God's kingdom?
And when they couldn't answer, they began re-evaluating how they were using their skills. And that led them to Tenwick Hospital in Kenya to serve as medical missionaries with World Gospel Mission in partnership with Africa Gospel Church. Now, they're training African doctors who have a vision to share the gospel.
Basically, discipling them, helping them grow, not just into skilled physicians, but also into strong servant leaders.
We've got more stories from Tenwick Hospital ahead. In the meantime, would you pray for guidance and strength for the Maneys? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.